Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon.
New England Patriots have returned to another Super Bowl title, man. There's been a lot of controversy. There's been a lot of envy. There's definitely been a lot of hate. But we love it, man. It's what we feed off of. Bring it. You can hate us now, but we won't stop now, 'cause we can't stop.
All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to another show, episode number 8 here in the NASCAR Man Cave. My name is Tony Smith, as always, along with the professor and Patriots fan, Brandon Crowd. How you doing, buddy?
Woo! Another one, number 5,
number
baby.
Number 5. I know.
Woo!
I was sweating a little bit.
Just a smidge.
Just a smidge.
I'd be lying if I didn't throw the towel in at halftime.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think you did, in a way.
I pretty much did. Yeah. Just to remind everybody, we had a little Super Bowl challenge / bet going on with our friends over at PETM. And yeah, I sent them a tweet at halftime. I'm like, hey, why don't you guys send me an MP3 of that Rise Up song? Yeah, I'll put it in the queue.
Yeah, I saw you did that, and I was a little surprised. Yep, I mean, not, 28-3, I guess that might have been a reasonable time. But.
Right, yeah. God, that was crazy.
You had to be taking a little bit of heat.
So I'll set the scene, Tony.
All right.
I'm at a local establishment. Let's give them a plug. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, Berkeley, yep. Michigan. Great owner, great food. and so we're sitting there. And across the bar from us was a group of 4 people that were some Atlanta fans.
Dirty Birds.
And there was a couple behind us that were Falcon fans as well. And, yeah, I was catching some much-needed heat. Well, not much-needed, but deserved, right?
Sure.
Like, I mean, the score's 28-3. Like, you know, I'd be going nuts too, right?
Yeah.
Now, Tony, you've been at the bar with me for numerous sporting events. And I'll clap. I'll cheer. But I don't get obnoxious.
No.
Right. But every time the Patriots showed a hint of moving the ball, scoring, whatever, you know, and I would clap, cheer, whatever, from the front and the back from where these people were, when the Falcons did something, they would do it louder.
Well, as you're sitting there in your Tom Brady jersey.
Well, actually, I went. I didn't wear the jersey. I wore the hoodie that I've been wearing all season.
Oh, you're.
So I was a little superstitious on that. So I didn't want to change things up.
Yeah.
So when the Patriots scored to tie the game, there's a small chance I may have ran around the bar doing the Dirty Bird. I did 2 full laps.
You did not.
And I went left, too.
I
went around the bar left. I didn't go right.
Right. Now I got to call there and get a copy of this. I know he's got it.
Oh, there's video flying around.
I guarantee it's flying around.
Then when they won, I went nuts. I mean, I lost my voice. I didn't have a voice yesterday.
That's on the Twitter feed.
That is. I put that on Twitter. I didn't care. I was happy with that. That one was funny just because it was a short one. But, yeah, that was.
But part of me, though, you know, I feel bad for the Atlanta fans. I really do. But, you know, full disclosure, anybody that's from Atlanta and Falcons fans, whatever, that's what it's like to be a Lions fan every single year. There's no possible way they could blow this, and they figure out brand new and exciting ways to do it every single week.
Yeah.
So
you guys.
I
said that to the PETM guys. I'm like, if it's any consolation, we're also Lions fans.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I know the pain and suffering that you guys.
But I saw,
on that stage. We wouldn't know what it's like to lose on that stage.
Right.
But
I was looking at it. I saw a thing before the game that was like, how many championships total, like as a city, you know, basketball, hockey, you know, all that stuff, like 35, 36, something like that for Boston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Atlanta
Boston's
is
up there.
One.
One? Wow.
The Atlanta Braves.
The Braves.
and won.
This is in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. So, I mean, good, you know, and I regard Atlanta as like a good sports town.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, man, so, yeah, it's yeah, that's crazy. I feel bad about that, but, man, there's no denying. I mean, five is five.
Five's
that's legit. So
should be seven, but there's some guy by the name of Eli that apparently has our number.
All right, and so then my son is a big Eli Manning slappy, and he's trying to tell me that Eli Manning is better than Tom Brady because he beat Tom Brady on the big stage twice.
I don't tell him to come over. I'll argue.
Right? Yeah.
Bring him for Daytona.
I just recommended that when he goes to school tomorrow, maybe not try that argument. But anyways, but we're here to talk about NASCAR, man.
Well, one more thing.
What's that?
So yesterday I mailed out some shirts.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And on top of that, I also mailed a bet ticket to the South Point Casino.
Oh yeah. Oh hey,
speaking
of South Point Casino, I saw that Brendan Gaughan. He tweeted out actually for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
He's working the window.
No kidding. Oh, that'd have been awesome.
And people are like, hey, aren't you? By the way, and his dad was right next to him. His dad lives in the top of the building. I mean, that's the South Point Casino. It's his home.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine living on top of.
Yeah, but
anything.
Detroit's
not like that kind of area of where. Well, I guess the downtown Detroit's starting to get some loft-like apartments and stuff like that. But here in the burbs, I mean, it's houses and stuff.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine living high above anything.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, I mean, but I guess so. I mean, going back in the Gaughan family, they've been in the casino business from the Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
I think it'd be Brendan Gaughan's grandparents owned Cortez down on Fremont Street, and they lived there. So, I mean, it's like a thing. That's like what you
do. That's crazy.
So, I don't know where Brendan lives, but anyways. But he was working. He did tweet out he was working the sports bet.
That's cool.
So, it would have been way cool to see him there.
Tony, real quick question for you. Is it warm enough for you down here in the NASCAR?
It's better. It's better.
Okay,
Thank you so much.
I got a heater down here right on Tony. Caught a little flack after last week's show that it was a little chilly
man,
down
I'm
here.
I'm bring
to
a
man
blanket,
cave,
brother.
So,
man,
so.
I'm surprised you guys can't hear my teeth chattering. No.
All right. Just want to make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah. Thanks,
you know,
buddy.
It's all about the experience down here.
You know, and I appreciate that
Absolutely.
Too. Maria takes good care of things around here. I'm glad that she's here.
Oh, speaking of, so Tony jokes about Maria. That's my wife, Lindsay, who. A couple times while we were down here working, we heard the vacuum cleaner and stuff going like that. But Lindsay's joined Twitter. Tony, you got to get on the bandwagon. I am, man.
I'm half of lap traffic,
right?
Man.
guess what her Twitter handle is?
I saw this. NASCAR by marriage.
NASCAR
is that
by marriage.
What it is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's
all right.
Cool.
Some show stuff.
Tony, we're getting some downloads, man.
Over 800 downloads.
And this is show 8 coming up.
This is show 8, yep. So 7 shows, over 800 downloads, and we haven't even hit a race yet.
I know.
It's crazy. It's
it
awesome.
So,
thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, a couple numbers for you. We're not just in the United States, Tony.
Give me your
digits.
You ready
for this?
Yeah.
We've had our show downloaded over 70 times in Canada. I know we got some Canadian
fans. Yeah, we got some cool fans. And I know like Woodstock and Toronto, Calgary.
Yes.
We got one. I saw today Anchorage, Alaska. I know that's not Canada,
right?
But that's not around the corner.
Yeah.
So that's way cool, man.
10 downloads from Italy, 8 from France, 7 in Sweden, and then we've had a couple handpicks from Australia, the UK, and Mexico.
You got to be kidding
me,
Tony.
We're international, baby.
We are international.
That's how we roll here.
That is
how we
man.
Roll.
Wow.
From the Berkeley.
Yeah.
So the mean streets of Berkeley.
The mean streets of Berkeley, Michigan. Yeah. Yeah. Real tough here.
Yeah.
So, hey, anyways, last week we started talking about this a little bit, but, man, sponsor issues. It's that time of year, man. You got to start writing checks, and, you know, everybody's scrambling for sponsors. I got it. There's some teams still scrambling for sponsors just to get into Daytona, pay their tire bill, you know, to get, you know, through the race of Daytona.
This year has definitely, I think, had more issues, or at least public issues, than years past in terms of big names with sponsor issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and right at the top of that list is Danica Patrick with Stuart Haas. I don't know if everybody's seen this or not. It's been pretty public, but, man, it's going to get ugly fast.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We talked about her last week in terms of when we covered some of our drivers that are full-time that are having some sponsor issues. And, man, Friday night, news broke. It's
And you were taking a little heat there too.
Well, so I don't know if it was heat, but I was up till like 2 o'clock in the morning Friday.
I know he was calling me. He was scared. People are being mean to me.
Well, no, it was part. You know, part of the problem was may have been alcohol induced. So may have had a few pops that night. But the other part was it's something I don't do too often, and I let the I didn't let the level-headedness that I like to brag about that I have, you know, tweet out. It was the fan in me in terms of talking about how, man, if everyone just had equal equipment and equal this and let the drivers and the crew chiefs and the, you know, handle it on the track. And realistically, that's not possible.
That's racing, right?
Right. And well, that's all sports. Part of it. And that's I started to put that into check. I'm like, well, wait a minute. There's caps in football. There's caps in hockey. You know, baseball's got a luxury tax. And, you know, if everybody could have a Tom Brady on their team, you know, then, you know, someone's got to be bad and someone's got to not
there's always been the haves and the have-nots.
Absolutely.
In racing. And that's just, I mean, you know, I don't know how you get around that. That's just how it is. But, I was reading more about this Nature's Bakery thing with Daniken. I mean, you go from, think about this, like a year ago, she's pretty well full sponsor for the next 3 years.
Right.
You know, so that's got to be a great feeling as a driver. You know, you got a good partner there. You got, you know, it takes your stress level down a little bit. Remember, we talked about it. You know, you're trying to focus on getting ready for the races and working on the cars and talking to your crew chief and things like that. You know, and you're out.
If you're trying
to dig up sponsors.
Yeah, well, it was going to be a nice spot to be in. You got someone willing to come in to sign a 3-year deal for over half the season. Like, that takes a lot of stress off
everybody.
It totally
does.
That,
that's what I'm saying. And now it sounds like that deal went sideways pretty quick.
Very, very.
So I don't know the ins and outs of it. I've tried to.
One of the interesting things was, you know, a brand new sponsor jumping on board for 3 years. You know, they didn't test the, you know, not, hey, let's do. You know, I mean, Hooters, who was in the sport for a long time, left, coming back. They're just dipping their toe in with a couple races here and there for Chase Elliott.
Right.
You know, Nature's Bakery just came in and was like, boom, here we are.
Yeah,
they didn't sponsor
a car for a race or whatever. They came on full force. And, you know, I mean, they were pretty steadfast when they came on. Yeah, we can do this. And now, you know, I guess it'll all come out. I mean, whether there was conflicts or there weren't conflicts or whatever. But, you know, I don't, you know.
Well, you know, so Stuart Haas is going after them for $30 million for 2 years with claims that Nature's Bakery was making, trying to stage the reason why they were trying to pull out in terms of Danica not fulfilling her social media obligations in terms of, you know, she was liking and tweeting other brands. And Stuart Haas responded with, well, those things weren't products that you guys sold. And even your company was liking those, Instagram posts, things of that nature, and engaging with the other companies standpoint.
I looked at this. I mean, their bill, like a month, is like over $1 million.
That's crazy.
To Stuart Haas. I mean, that's not a little check to be cutting every month.
Well, according to some of the stories I saw, Stuart Haas was even concerned when they signed this deal and that they weren't fiscally going to be able to comply with it.
I would have the same concern.
Right? They restructured the deal even before this whole thing came out in terms of instead of, you know, like, I don't remember whether it was like 3 or 4 payments in giving a monthly payment arrangements just so that it wasn't hitting the checkbook, you know,
quite
harder
hard
at one time, you know?
Yeah, no. And well, I was going to pull a D&B report on them and all that stuff, but I didn't, I figured I wouldn't go quite that far into their business. But, you know, I'm not familiar with Nature's Bakery. I mean, I know that they're not near, I look like it's not between the Twinkies and the Ho-Ho's. They're not around there, so I don't know where they sell them at, but not at the store I go to. But I'm looking at them. They're gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free, kosher, no cholesterol, no trans fat. I didn't know UPS made brownies, bro.
Right, seriously. And last I checked, not to stereotype or anything like that, but the food sold at NASCAR tracks and stuff like that is, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, starch, you know, like
pizza burgers.
None of the ingredients and their product to me are going to appeal, I think, to, you know,
to the masses.
Right. You know, like when I'm watching a NASCAR race, I'm like, oh, give me a Nature's Bakery snack. No, give me a freaking piece of pizza and a hot dog and a beer, you know, you know, like, you know, and then they were saying, you know, expectations were, you know, didn't they check the standings in terms of, you know,
her performance,
right? I mean, you know, it almost like sounded like they sounded shocked in her performance. And I'm not downplaying her performance, but I'm just saying, like, she's been pretty consistent in where she finishes the last few years. So, you know, I don't know, you know, if they were expecting top tens and two wins, you know.
Yeah, here, you're fully sponsored. Now go win races. Well,
right, yeah. Well, I was fully funded before and wasn't winning races.
I don't know who sold her on that or, you know, and maybe that's part of it, too. Maybe they were sold on something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, if you got a decent PR person, like, you know, yeah, you could have a great salesman, which is fantastic. But, I mean, I'd still be doing my homework and going and looking at, you know, where some finishes were for her or something like that. But, I don't know. That's crazy.
We have not heard the end of this one.
No, this is
going to be
and
going on for a while.
I saw today that Ford has come out and announced that they will back, I guess, in whatever way possible in terms of making sure that that car and all four Stewart Haas cars are, you know, ready to roll.
Well,
you know?
Ford's got a big investment into that team and in all the four of those cars. So, I don't see what they can do.
And
to
they're.
Help,
Cole Custer, Stewart Haas is going to run a full Xfinity car too. Which,
oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That's been on the books too. So yeah, Cole Custer is going to run a full Xfinity Stewart Haas car with Gene Haas as the sponsor. So Gene Haas could be on. So Gene Haas is going to be on Cole Custer's Xfinity car. Kurt Busch, potentially Clint Bowyer, and who knows? Maybe Danica Patrick. I can talk.
Yeah. Well. Mr. Haas also has a Formula One team, so I'm not worried about his checkbook, okay?
So, he's got it covered.
I'm going to have to bear with me. I'm not feeling bad for him right now.
Oh, no,
so,
but that's just a lot, you know, in terms
of totally is.
Having to make that up.
Well, and at some point you go, where do you go? Yeah, man, come on, I'm getting, this is enough. I can't, I can't keep doing, you know, just cutting checks just for funsies, right? So, but you know, speaking of, so they're getting, you know, we're getting ready. It's right around the corner. Things are starting to ramp up. I did see, this was pretty cool.
Yes.
Joey Logano, made some cool comments. I thought they were interesting about the new aero package today. And Eric Jones did too. So, I mean, the rear spoiler is even shorter than I thought it was the same as what they ran at Kentucky and Michigan last year. It's actually a little bit shorter.
Wow.
Everybody said the balance is good. It's all fair. But he said when before the car had so much drag, you were going down the straightaway, and you had so much drag that the car quit making power. It was just done accelerating. It couldn't push that much air through. By the time you got to the corner, you were pretty much out of power. And he said, "Ho, no, sir, that is not the case. Not this year." And he said it was loose and it was tight and it was a handful to drive. And he said it's going to be really interesting how.
That's awesome.
Eric Jones had similar comments. Kevin Harvick, you know what he had to say about it?
I do not, actually.
He said the engines sound different. The Ford engines sound different.
Chevy. Yes.
That was his input.
Yeah, that was
not
his
anything
input.
About
Nothing.
The car, not the aero package. No, they sound different. So, I mean, apparently he's comfortable.
He's good.
He's ready to go. So that doesn't surprise me. But, yeah, so we're going into Daytona. We're still, man, two more cars showed up now on the list.
Yeah.
I saw BK Racing. I mean, there's charters coming around. I mean, lots.
Well, we got Front Row. Didn't they? They did something.
Front Row, Front Row did. They picked up a charter from BK, and then but they leased it off.
They leased it off. So they're Front Row's looking to build and go to three teams in 18. They got the charter. Now, did they lease this charter from BK or did they buy it?
I think they bought it. But here's the thing, though, as I understand it, even if you have a charter, you have to finish in the top X.
Okay.
30 or 25.
Yes.
And you got to keep it.
Yes.
So they can take it away and put it back up for sale if you don't perform. So maybe that was their way of getting something out of it now, you know.
So that they could keep the charter.
Yeah. So
gotcha.
So
So that's Cole Whitt is going to drive the number 72 for
Front Row.
TriStar.
Oh, okay.
TriStar. They TriStar leased it from Front Row.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so.
But, man, so, again, so now we, and we have a whole list running here on our board, guys. And but, I mean, we're looking at, you know, Elliot Sadler, Gilliland, Gaughan, Kennington, Richardson, Gase, Hill, Sorensen, Corey LaJoy, Michael Waltrip, Cole Witt, Jeffrey Earnhardt, and who is missing from this list, Professor?
Greg Biffle.
He is, man. Still. I don't, you know, Alex Bowman. I mean, I guess maybe he's doing some stuff maybe with Hendrick, you know, in the background, maybe doing something else. Yeah. But, you know, Casey Mears. I mean, there's like some guys that were running all the time last year, and they're gone, and Joey Gase has got a seat. Or, you know, I don't.
Bold prediction. Biffle's not in the 500.
Oh, wow. Way to go out on a limb. Wow. Wow. Way to stretch it, brother. Holy cow.
You like that?
Yeah, that was.
It's what I do. It's what I do.
I don't know. But, yeah, but, you know, truthfully, the way these cars are popping up, who knows? I mean, at the last second, but I doubt it.
I don't see it.
I'm just curious more than anything. I keep going over and over, but I just can't figure out where, you know, what's going on there, but whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, man, what do we, what'd you say, 800? 800,
800
downloads?
800
social
downloads.
Social media, we're killing it.
Yeah. All right, so I think by now you guys are all used to my spiel here, but... check out our website, the Lap Traffic Podcast.
How do you spell spiel?
Peel.
Well, got it. Okay. I was just wondering.
The laptrafficpodcast.com. Continue to either tweet me, email me, admin@thelaptrafficpodcast.com. I'm starting to collect some fan pictures of some collections and stuff like that. Send those to me. Once I get a decent amount of them, I'm going to make a little fan post page on our website.
Yeah, there was some really cool. Who was it that had, like, they had all the Dale Earnhardt stuff and had, man, they had, like, tattoos of Dale Earnhardt. Yeah. And all, I mean, some really cool stuff.
Yes, there's a lot.
So we like seeing these pictures of your collection, guys.
Yes.
So yeah, keep them coming.
If you got some cool pictures from the track, whatever, send them. And we're going to get that out there. So please continue to send that. Check out our Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, Twitter, @LapTrafficPC, Instagram, download us on Podbean, search us on iTunes, subscribe to us.
Easy to find on iTunes.
We are, yes.
We're the only one that's explicit.
Yes, and we're proud of that at this point in time.
Whatever.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I issued Tony a challenge that said I would get to 500 followers on Twitter.
And I'm getting wailed on all of a sudden.
Tony was whooping my ass for a while, and I have taken a substantial lead. So I'm up to 364 on Twitter.
And I'm at 284. I'm 80 behind on Facebook.
Yes.
So, man, like, share, forward, kick it on, guys.
So
we got to get to 500 by 500.
If you're only on one or the other, we're giving away 10 autographs on Twitter and 10 on Facebook. So there's potential 20 out there for me to give away.
Yeah, so it's not the same 10.
No. It's two separate contests. So. Yeah. If you're only subscribed or liking us on one of the social media accounts, you know, make sure you follow us on the other so you got a chance to win. You know, it's basically going to be around a 1 in 500 shot of winning 10 pretty cool autographs, you know. And if you're on both,
you're doubling,
you're up there.
Yeah.
So, make sure you are following us. A couple new shout outs to some Facebook followers. Kara Hott, big shout out to. Brian Gassett, big junior fan. Dina Rudell, big Carl Edwards fan.
Yeah, I saw it, yep.
And she's also from Niles, Michigan, Tony.
Niles.
Do you know where Niles is, Tony?
That's closer to the track than we are.
Oh, really? Yeah. No kidding. Okay,
yes,
that's very cool. Some new Twitter followers, @Chad_H44, big Kevin Harvick fan, so welcome aboard.
Oh, yeah. So we're over the Brady crush now. Now we're back. Now we switch over to the Harvick crush.
It's all NASCAR now, baby.
Okay,
it's all NASCAR.
Yeah, okay.
Jeffrey N. Miles. Jesse N. Miller. I can't even read my own writing. She is a writer for NASCARfemale.com.
Oh, really?
And she gave us a follow.
Oh, no kidding.
And welcome. Welcome aboard.
I want to look that up over the next couple of days and
Absolutely.
Give that a read. That's cool.
Yeah. And @Greg Whited Jr. Him and I did some talking back and forth. He's got a badass Camaro that he's got on his cover picture on Twitter there, and that's pretty sweet. And I love my Camaros.
You do love your Camaros,
yes,
I know.
Yes. So
get your gold chain and your pinky ring ready to go and get in your Camaro.
Tony, just because your Charger would whoop any Camaro's ass I'd ever buy.
I don't own a Charger, just so you know. It's a Challenger. Okay, it's got two doors. It's a big freaking difference. Anyways.
Is that like Steve's Ranchero versus the El Camino?
El Camino. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it absolutely is. It's got two doors, not four, you dick. Anyways, moving right along. So, hey, we have a guest coming in on the 21st.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be brought.
We're going to
upload it on the 22nd.
Yes.
On our normal Wednesday. Yeah, we're probably going to shake it up a little bit here right after the duels. Probably do a show right after the duels.
Yes.
And then do the 21st. But, man, this is going to be big. You're not going to want to miss our special guest. We already talked. Actually online. And right now, we'd love to talk to you more about that. But right now, they're working their way down I-75, getting ready for Daytona. And... yeah. You know, that's all I can tell you right now, man. It's just tune in on the 22nd, man. Set it in your calendar right now. Write yourself a note. You are not going to want to miss this one. I'm blown out that we're getting this.
He wanted to be here in person.
How do you know it's a he?
I mean, I'm making an assumption.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm making an assumption.
Bold assumption. Because I don't know.
If we haven't given it away... I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
But.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So.
All right.
We're getting close to yes. Daytona. So one of the things that Brandon and I have done, and Steve Merrick, we've mentioned before, our buddy from Chicago, does a really cool, like a survivor pool in NASCAR, and we do our own fantasy picks and all that stuff. So we wanted to bring that.
Yes.
To the Lep Traffic Nation.
Yes. We've gotten some requests over the last couple of weeks asking if we were going to do some kind of, you know, listener-based fantasy thing. We've kicked it back and forth. I've been in a Yahoo one for years that my uncle runs, and I personally...
Matt's car.
Personally can't stand the Yahoo format. I'm not a big fan of the group. Years back, ESPN used to run one that was salary capped in terms of each, you know, got a, you know, typical salary thing.
Yeah.
And I love DraftKings. But, you know, then DraftKings running a season-long thing can be a pain in the butt sometimes. So,
It can be expensive, too.
Yeah. So I kind of drafted up our own little thing that we're going to do here that Tony and I are going to do, and we're going to kick it out to you guys. If you would like to join, it'll be free. We'll give some kind of prize away to the winner at the end of the year. And if it's Tony or I that wins, we'll just go on down to the next person that's not Tony or I, and give them whatever prize.
We're clear, I'm winning.
Oh, wow.
We'll skip to that part.
All right, so we'll just.
Whoever comes in second, there'll be some prizes.
All right. Okay. So here's how we're going to do it. You have to get us, and Tony and I are going to make our preseason champion pick, and that's going to be worth 10 points if you get that right. And you got to give us who your final four are. And for each correct one, you're going to get 3 points. So those two have to be in before the drop of the green flag on the 500.
Is there any way that you can post this on the website?
Absolutely.
That'd be like an easy place to go.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Go to the website.
LapTrafficPodcast.com.
Yep. LapTrafficPodcast.com.
Yes.
And it'll be all,
yes. Oh, I'll put,
all
yes,
right
I
there.
Yes, I can put
like
all that up there.
This week's assignment from the professor.
Yes, absolutely.
How about that?
Yes. And so then each week going into the race, pick one driver. And if they win, 15 points. If they finish in the top five, 10 points. And if they finish in the top 15, you get 5 points. Now, the kick is you can only use a driver 5 times throughout the season.
So you can't just sit down and go,
give me Kevin Harvick 36 races and see how it plays
out. And roll
out.
The dice. Yeah. No. Okay. So you can only use your driver 5 times.
Five
you just
times.
Got to shuffle it up.
Yeah.
That's not that hard.
No. Nope.
So really,
nope.
I mean, you could almost get by with like 7 drivers, really.
Yes. Realistically.
You could do that. But this should be pretty cool. So I'm actually excited about doing this. Let's get it going with you guys.
All
and
right.
if, you know, and get your friends. You got, you know, buddies at work or
email.
You know, whatever, man.
Email, Twitter, if you want to be in this. And I'll post this on our social media over the next couple days. And I'll put it on the website. you know, I'd rather do something non-traditional than, you know, the typical Yahoo or DraftKings or
something like that. We're not typical.
Now, if anyone wants to play weekly DraftKings with me,
by all means. Do I look normal to you?
That's why we're talking in a microphone and not in front of a screen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, that was actually, if anybody follows any of the Facebook stuff, it was my brother that went on there and said, wow, I always knew he had a face for radio, but I didn't know he had the voice.
Right, right. Yeah. All right, so are you ready to make your picks?
I'm ready, man. Right. I'm locked in.
Okay. Tony, who are you picking for the championship and why? Tell me why.
Bad Brad. He's from the Motor City. He's driving at Penske. He's driving in Penske.
Penn.
It's in Penn. Penn. That's fine. All Bad right. Brad's. He's driving a Motor City hot rod, man. Penske.
Penske. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
And
all right.
You?
Me? All right. So in show one, I said I thought it was going to be Kyle Busch.
Now you're.
I don't know.
Now you're waffling.
I'm kind of, yeah. Ugh. I don't think it's going to be Jimmy Johnson. I really don't. I think he'll get that eighth, but I don't think he's going to go back-to-back.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to keep Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch.
I'm writing it down.
All right.
Kyle, all right.
Who's in your final four, Tony?
Martin Truex.
Truex. Okay.
Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin. Okay.
Kevin Harvick.
Harvick. And then, obviously, Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski, yep.
All right. I, too, feel that Truex will be in the final four. I feel that Matt Kenseth is going to be in the final four.
You're wrong about that, by the way.
Oh, wow. Cool. Thanks. Thanks. All right. So now I only got 9 points.
Well, and one of them's got to be Kyle.
And one of them's got to be Kyle.
Okay, so that gets us down to
Harvick.
Perfect.
All right, let's recap this here.
Okay.
So Tony is picking Brad Keselowski as his preseason championship pick, and his final four is Truex, Hamlin, Harvick, and Brad. I am picking Kyle Busch, and then I have Truex, Matt Kenseth, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick in my final four.
You know, speaking of, so it just reminded me of something. You know, we're talking about Hamlin, not to switch gears too much, but what a great year in sports this has been, the last year. And in about 5 seconds after the Super Bowl ended, my son says, he said, Dad, he says, what a great, you know, what all the great finishes this year. Look at Denny Hamlin, speaking of, he won the Daytona 500 by 1/100th of a second.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right? So then it goes into March Madness. Villanova hits a winning shot with the second left on the clock.
Yep.
Right? You get into, college football. You know, I mean, you know, Clemson.
Cubs,
yeah,
the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs win in the bottom of the 10th inning or whatever it was in game 7.
Yeah.
You know, college football, now the Super Bowl. It's been a
great sports year. Yeah.
It really has.
It's been a lot of fun. And I think, you know, literally there's probably about 10 guys you could have picked. You know, neither one of us said Joey Logano. And Joey Logano's been in it the last 2 years.
Yeah,
he's been in the Final Four.
Completely, you know, possible that he's in it. Yep.
If I would have easily picked Carl Edwards to potentially go back in.
Carl Edwards would have been a lock in my Final Four.
Kurt Busch, you know, he could have definitely been in it.
This aero package could really shake up what we think we know.
Yes.
You know, based on the last few years, this could shake things up.
Yeah.
You know, this could show, you know, hey, there's guys that like this style of car, this style of driving, and it could really suit, you know, a Kurt Busch or, you know, somebody that's
10th,
12th, Ryan Newman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
neither one of us picked a Hendrick driver in our final four.
Ooh.
Right off the bat, that tells us we're both probably wrong on at least one person, right? At least odds are you would think, you know, Jimmy Johnson very well could make the final four, even though he may not win it.
Right.
You know, could Junior have a full bounce back? You know, I'm curious. I wonder what type of season he could have finished out with had he been able to compete the full year.
Yeah.
Chase
is not slow.
No, you know, and Casey Kane's due for a comeback. You know, I would at least like to think Casey Kane's going to.
Is this his last year in that ride?
This coming up is his contract year.
Yeah, that usually incentivizes guys.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All sports.
Funny,
that does
funny
that.
How that works.
Yeah.
They usually have a big year.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Weird.
No RCR. RCR has not won a race since Harvick left. And the closest they came was 2014 when Ryan Newman literally nickeled in it. Ryan Newman made it to the Final Four, not winning a race, and just being consistent in the chase.
Points
nickel
racing.
And diming himself into and you know and running a competitive homestead and finishing second.
Yeah.
But that's the closest they've come since Harvick left. You know, and you know, do they have anything left in the tank? Are they
I wouldn't rule out you know that three car's pretty fast.
Yeah.
You know, he can wheel, so yeah. You know, again though, I think we're really going to learn a lot here in the next month or so, month and a half. How this aero package,
yeah.
You know,
well,
works.
You know, Daytona's exciting just because it's the first race. It's Daytona. We're back to racing. Are we going to learn a lot about this aero package at Daytona?
Not so much.
No,
because that's a different package than what we're going to see, you know, in the next few weeks after that. So it's going to be a little bit different. But speaking of races.
Yes.
Did we ever get any clarification on how they're breaking up these races and how that works?
Funny you ask.
Funny.
So
you should ask.
I was on Twitter this afternoon talking to some people, and a question came up about, you know, scoring in these segments a little bit. And my question was, you know, when is the stage? And I'm going to apologize right now. I am going to use stage and segment interchangeably. All season. Because for me, it's more natural to say segment and not stage, even though I know they're technically saying stage. So I'm just putting that out there right now that I'm going to say segment more than stage. So.
Okay. But so when they finish one,
yes.
Number whatever it is, number one, end of 20 laps.
Yeah. So yeah,
been
Watkins
our question,
Glenn today.
And I asked this question to Michael Waltrip. And he said that the laps will count.
Mm-hmm.
Going into two. So it's not 20, 20, and 50 or whatever. It's going to be 20, 17,
well,
and
so,
47 or something like that.
Realistically,
right?
Yes. So Watkins Glen announced today that their stages are going to run 20, 20, and 50.
Oh, my God. I saw that. 20-lap sprints.
It's going to be odd. Those cars are going to be bumping.
When they
and
get
banging.
Into that 50-lapper, man, there's going to be fenders missing. There's
right?
Just, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so... So, and a side note on top of this, they're potentially introducing a new flag to end stages one and two. No one has seen it. No one knows what it's going to look like, but they're potentially going to be introducing a flag.
Side bet?
Sure.
It's got the Monster Energy logo on it.
Ooh, I like that. It's good potential. Yeah. I like that. Uh-huh. I'm not going to bet against that.
Yeah,
So, for example, Watkins Glen, lap 20. The new flag, checkered flag, whatever, is going to wave to end stage one. The caution laps that are going to be ran are automatically going to start counting towards stage two. So we're going to have lap one, green flag. Lap 19, white flag. Lap 20, checkered or whatever new flag they bring out. As soon as that new flag or checkered flag waves, the laps start counting towards stage two. So stage two.
So even though they're going to come in to the pits, they're going to go out under caution. They're going to talk to the driver.
Driver and crew chief, yes. So during all that time, those laps are counting towards stage two. So while technically stage two is going to be scored as 20 laps, by the first time they get the actual green flag to start stage two, we're going to be under the actual stages of the lap, or the laps. Wow, I don't even know where I'm at on that one.
Yeah, no, I got what you're saying. So really, it's going to be
break that down because I'm sure I just confused the hell out of people. Right,
and then before they get going in the second stage,
yes,
it's not going to be 20 green flag laps. It's going to be whatever that is, right?
They got
to do pit stops. They got to do
right,
and it could be. I mean, at Bristol. That could take 10 laps to do that interview.
Yes.
Right?
So however many laps stage two is going to be at Bristol, it's going to be minus, you know, and even though stage one at Watkins Glen is 20 laps, you know, there could still potentially be caution laps ran under stage one.
But
it's going to start on a green.
Right. Those are counting.
Absolutely.
It goes green, it could be 17 laps until the next flag.
Yes.
Right. And then goes into the last 50, it could be 48 laps or something like that.
From a green start perspective.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, actual racing laps.
Yes. Okay. So, interesting. I'm cool with that. I just want a clarification on that. Like, I didn't know if they were going to try to, you know, do the caution laps that counted, and then when they waved the green flag, that was when they were going to start counting the laps on stage two, which then ultimately would have reduced the number of laps in stage three, which I guess that doesn't make any sense. So I'm not sure why that was really running through my head.
Like I said, that was exactly the question that I had for Michael Waltrip. And he said, no, they're all going to count. I said, so then this second stage isn't 20 laps of racing. You know, it's going to be whatever. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so by number standpoint, yes, it'll be 20 laps. But from when they wave the green flag to start it, it'll be under 20 laps.
It'll be under 20 laps. Okay. Yes. All right. Well, yes. Hey, man, I can live with that. Thanks for the clarification.
Well, actually, that's compliments of Bob Pockrass. So
oh, yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, well, Bob knows
appreciate
a thing or
that.
Two.
It's a little bit. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes. Yes.
I would consider him a reliable source.
A little bit. So. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Yeah.
So, Tony, I'm going to hit our social media again here real quick.
Hit it, B.
All right. So, check us out on our website, which I'll also have our little fantasy league that we're going to do here, thelaptrafficpodcast.com, Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast, Twitter, at LappedTrafficPC, Instagram, we still got a thing out there. Download us on Podbean, search us on iTunes. Next week we'll tease and we're going to send out a tweet sometime next week, that if you haven't figured out who our guest is, I will guarantee you get it from the picture.
You guys will know. You guys will know real soon. It's all coming up real soon. So, but our next podcast won't be on Wednesday.
It will not be on Wednesday.
It's going to be.
We're going to cover Friday.
Probably
right
on
after
Friday.
The duels.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to do a recap of the duels. Unfortunately, I do have an actual job.
Yes.
But it's taken me on the road again. So I think that'll be good. Then we'll have a barometer of what's out there and who's running where and how this whole package works.
We can cover something.
Yeah. No, it's
maybe Wednesday I'll do like a live tweet or something like that just to.
Yeah, for sure.
Let people know we're still here. We didn't.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere. We're not going. But we're here because of, the feedback we're getting from you guys is awesome.
Unbelievable. I love just getting these random tweets of God, your show's awesome. And people are retweeting and, telling their friends and sharing it in their groups and stuff like that. And we had no idea would we have 5 listeners? Would we have 6? We joked about that in our first show, like, maybe there's 3 people listening right now. And it's been,
and to be, and to be fair, I mean, to be fair about this, everybody, like, so Brandon and I are like NASCAR nerds, right? We're down in it with you guys. I mean, we love this stuff, but we don't have like a bunch of friends that also like racing in our community.
No, that's why I love talking to you guys on Twitter and
so that's what's kind of cool is like we started it and we kind of kicked it out there on social media a little bit, but it's taken hold and it's because of you guys retweeting it and forwarding and sharing and let's focus more on Facebook and sharing and not and take a break from Twitter for a minute. But anyways, but it's because of you guys and we love the feedback. There was one comment, man, you guys, these guys seem like my kind of guys, and we are.
You could have a drink with us. Absolutely.
You totally, dude. I'll have a beer anytime, man. Let's go.
Yep.
So I'm totally down with that. I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of you guys. Hopefully, be at MIS. We're gonna be at Eldora.
Yes.
I'm totally looking forward to all that stuff. So
yeah, so yeah, man. Check us out next week for the duels, and we'll be on social media talking.
We'll have something to cover. So thanks again, everybody, Lap Traffic Nation, for joining us. I'll talk to you next week.
See ya.